50 million Americans along the US East Coast are bracing for a massive storm, which forecasters say has the potential to be the worst on record. Hundreds of thousands of people have left their homes in exposed areas of New York, the subway is being shut down, and along the Atlantic coast, residents are being warned to be prepared. The rare hybrid storm is also playing havoc with the presidential election campaign. From Washington, Kim Landers reports.
It's being called a superstorm, a perfect storm, even a Frankenstorm. Whatever the name, residents along a massive stretch of the US East Coast are bracing for what forecasters say could be a life-threatening rare hybrid storm.
We're just going to prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Normally I don't get that nervous, but not feeling too good about this one.
As Hurricane Sandy moves slowly up the mid-Atlantic coast, it's on track to merge with a winter storm, bringing strong winds, storm surges of between 1.5 and 3 metres in some areas, and up to 25 centimetres of rain.
This is like 40-mile-an-hour winds already, and this flooding already coming onto the street, which is bad.
States of emergency have been declared in 8 states from North Carolina to Connecticut. 3,000 flights have already been cancelled. And in New York City, Mayor Michael Bloomberg is shutting down the subway and ordering evacuations.
We are ordering this evacuation for the safety of the approximately 375,000 people who live in these areas. If you live in these areas, you should leave them this afternoon. But I want to reiterate that this evacuation is mandatory. It is for your own safety.
Even before it comes ashore, Hurricane Sandy has blown the presidential campaign off course, with Republican challenger Mitt Romney cancelling events in Virginia and the president scrapping campaign stops in Virginia and Colorado. Barack Obama's campaign is concerned that the storm could hurt his re-election chances by stopping voters from going to the polls. David Axelrod is a senior advisor to the president.
Obviously, we want unfettered access to the polls because we believe that the more people come out, the better we're going to do. And so to the extent that it makes it harder, that's a source of concern.
Both sides believe the outcome of the election could hinge on the swing state of Ohio, where the latest poll shows Barack Obama and Mitt Romney are tied. Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus says when it comes to getting out the vote, Republicans have an army on the ground compared with the Democrats.
They are a fraction of where they were in 2008. They're not where they were in 2008. We're far ahead of where we were in 2008. And we're going to be, our ground game is better than their ground game. We are going to do more voter contacts this year than all of 2008 and all of 2004 combined.
With just 9 days to go in what is already an extraordinarily tight race, Hurricane Sandy is forcing the Obama and Romney campaigns to scramble to adjust. This is Kim Landers in Washington for AM.